Did you get your grade back yet or not?
NFL. No, sir. I have not yet.
Trayvon needs 170 yards in this game to set the A&M the all-time single-season record. How realistic?
We gotta get him that 170. Plain and simple.
Well, you've probably already been asked this, but what does it feel like to be a graduate now?
Oh, it feels great. Just knowing that I'm done with undergrad and all that, all those classes, it's really, really nice.
That means
nice. We don't know yet. It's still up in the air.
I'm sorry, you probably...
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine.
Business major, is that right?
No, sir, I'm a telecommunications major. This is my thing right here. Yes, sir.
I guess just being able to go to Florida and take the A&M brand into that Florida SEC footprint, how much pride do you take in carrying the banner out that way?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I've been looking forward to a Florida bowl game since I got here, mainly because of the weather. Get something warm for once. But, yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot.
When we were in Atlanta – back in July.
Oh, okay.
July.
Yeah.
We were talking about Kiki Coutsy.
Kiki Coutsy, yes, sir.
The quote you actually gave me that day was that, you know, you said, I hope next year I can be the next guy from Lufkin to be drafted. So were you telling us at that time?
No, I was not. It was just a hope. You know, there's nothing wrong with dreaming, hoping.
Appreciate it.
No,
Eric, what's it say about this program when guys aren't sitting out bowl games who have NFL futures? You know, it's a couple years ago, Miles had been dinged up all year. He still played in the Texas Bowl last year, Christian with that game. And it seems like that's been a precedent here. What's that say about the program?
I mean, I just feel like, I mean, it shows that the program has a team-first mentality, that we're focused on the here and the now and what we can do to actually win this bowl game instead of worrying about what's happening after.
So Tyrell said he doesn't really follow recruiting very much. Do you have any thoughts on the guys that signed yesterday? I know Kenyon Green's a big get for you guys.
I just know that we have a lot of guys that can play. I know Coach Fisher did a great job going out recruiting. I personally don't know a lot of the guys, but I know that they can play if they're coming here.
So for you, I mean, even if, say, you're not coming back next year, but for the offensive linemen, I mean, is that something that you're going to hope to get to talk to those guys kind of in a leadership role?
Oh, for sure, for sure. It's always good for the young guys to have someone that can kind of be their role model and what they need to be coming into the program, what they need to work on, things of that nature.
I understand that you haven't made a decision on your future. We get that. But my question is, as a guy that would have a ability to play at the next level, why would you even consider coming back for A&M?
Because I love this team. I love my brothers. I love the guys that are going to be here next year. And, yeah, I just love these guys.
For the program, how important is a good showing in the bowl game to get that momentum, keep it going through the offseason?
I feel like it's really big. Not only will it end this season off right, it'll propel us going into next season, just keeping the same mentality of winning.